Ruby Ryder here. Welcome to Pegging Paradise podcast number 192 on March 20th, 2018. Changing the world one ass at a time. If you enjoy and appreciate my work and you want to help me spread the word about pegging, please consider becoming a patron so I can spend more time doing podcasts, answering questions, writing articles, and recording videos for everybody interested in pegging everywhere. Just go to patreon.com/rubyrider. Or you can click the Support My Work button on the right-hand side of my website. Just $1 a month will get you my podcasts one day early and a 24/7 chat room and the special posts that I put up for my patrons, too. Remember, a carefully curated selection of luxury, body-safe, non-toxic toys can always be purchased from the Little Black Dress of Pleasure products, Entice Me. Just go to enticeme.com, hashtag Ruby Ryder, and be sure to use the coupon code Ryder, R-Y-D-E-R, for 15% off of your purchase. You will be supporting Pegging Paradise with every purchase you make. So, hey everybody, let's do a Patreon update.
Yes.
Patreon has been kicking butt. I am so grateful to all you people. Dennis became a patron for $3 a month. Dennis, thank you so much for your generous contribution. I really appreciate your support. Craig became a patron for $3 a month as well. Craig, thank you so much for your generosity. I really appreciate it. Brian became a patron for $5 a month. Brian, you rock. Thank you so much for your generous contribution. Kara became a patron for $5 a month. Your generosity astounds me. Thank you so much for your support. And Eric became a patron for $20 a month. Eric, I so appreciate your patronage. Thank you so much, everybody. And then I also received a one-time donation from Dennis for $40. Wow, everyone, thank you just from the bottom of my heart. This is really doing well. I can't tell you how happy this makes me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Let me update you on the webinars. So the next webinar is Thursday, March 22nd at 5:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And then I have one Wednesday, March 28th at 11 a.m. in the morning. Pacific Daylight Savings Time, of course, because they always happen in the same place. But this is for my people across the pond. So everyone listening who lives across the pond, this is your chance to get in on a webinar for $5 too. And then for all of you down under, I've got Saturday, April 7th at 5 p.m. Pacific Daylight Savings Time. And that should allow you to take the webinar on Sunday morning, I think it is, 14 hours ahead or approximately. So I hope that works. I hope we get a bunch of you people from down under. That would be so cool. Okay, so that's the webinars up so far. And now let's get to your letters. This is a message I got on Facebook. Hello, Mrs. Ryder. Oh, it's not Mrs., it's Ms., or just plain old Ruby. Anyway, let me continue. Let me first start by saying that when me and my wife first began our pegging lifestyle, your articles and insight were very helpful for us. Thank you for being a true educator. So I have three questions for you, ma'am. One, my wife and I have decided to introduce adult movies into the bedroom when pegging to help add more sexual energy and to make the pegging more sensual. Now, my wife allows me to be very femme when we peg. I have several sissy lingerie panties, stockings, and I've even worn some of the lingerie, and she finds all of it to be very sexy and erotic when I dress up. Now, we don't do the humiliation or hardcore femdom, so what would be some erotic pegging porn that reflects the style of pegging practice? Two, I've also expressed to my wife my fantasy of coming inside me as I come using an ejaculating dildo, and she said she would love to give me that experience. I've been doing a lot of research, and from what I've found, the Pop Seminette dildo seems to be perfect because of the size and material. I was wondering if you have had any experience or if anyone you know has used the Pop Seminette dildo. And number three, what is your stance/opinion on poppers. Okay, let's go to the first one. I wasn't clear from your question whether or not you would like the style of how you and your wife do pegging to be represented in the pegging porn, but at the same time, I totally get that you don't want the regular overrepresented stuff of humiliation and degradation. So, Strap-on Dreamer. I know that Strap-on Dreamer has a membership, I think, situation, and I know that I got the chance to see a bootleg one that I, you know, was up on a site for just a little while. I watched the whole movie and I was really impressed. And so I know that they have at least that one, and I would imagine that they have a fair number of them that are more along the sensual side of things. The other thing you might check into is makelovenotporn.tv. I've talked about this several times on the podcast. And this woman has this amazing business model where it's real sex. It's not amateur, and it's not, she doesn't like to call it amateur, and it's not professional, certainly. It is regular people. She calls it real world sex. And people who are exhibitionists and love to make movies and have other people watch them have sex, that's what they do. And they definitely have some there with pegging themes. As the last time I checked, it was free to join, and then you had to pay a rental fee, and you could watch that movie as many times as you wanted in a certain amount of time. And the rental fees were quite reasonable. So check into that. I will put that link in the Linkorama for you, absolutely, as well as the link for Strap-on Dreamer. Those are two suggestions I have. If anyone else is into pegging porn and has some suggestions for this man, please write in and let me know, and I will pass on that information. Your second question was about the pop dildo. Yes, I did an interview with the woman who created this, actually, and I think it's a fabulous toy. I have one. I have not used it yet, but I do have one, and I can tell you it's excellent. So what she did was team up with the Fun Factory, and it is now just called the Pop Dildo. And she has also made a bit of a change for people who are using it more in the kink style as opposed to what she used it for, which was to inseminate her wife and create both of their kids. And the change that she made is the little bulb that you use to squirt the cum out when you want to cum, right? She made a bigger one for people who were into the kink side of things. So I think that that comes with it, if I'm not mistaken. But I will put a link for that because we absolutely carry that through enticeme.com. And it's a fabulous toy. I highly recommend it for fantasy play, for that kind of play. And also, you know, this liquid silk makes a pretty realistic looking cum as well. So I'll put a link for that as well. And your last one, what do I think of poppers? You know, I've talked about this a couple of times, and the latest time was on podcast number 186. And my views have softened about it over time a little bit. But if you want to know what I think about poppers, go and listen to podcast number 186, because I get into it sort of from both sides. Things talk about the potential risks. Start referring people to 186 because I don't want to answer the question one more time. And I am kind of a believer of try not to alter yourself too much, you know, when you're having an experience that can be awesome, sexy and erotic and totally cool, that to relax maybe a little bit. And so poppers in my world seems a little extreme, but go listen to 186. There you go. And Stephen is the man who wrote these questions in. Thank you very much, Stephen, for sending these questions in. And have fun with that porn in your bedroom. Hi, Ruby. I have recently found your podcast, and I wanted to say thank you. This is really giving me the courage to speak up my wife about trying pegging. Is there any information or podcast about preparing for the guy for the first time? Tips and pointers, types, situations. Thanks, Mark. So, Mark, I am going to put the link to three different articles for you in the Linkorama. The first one is for newbie solo ass play. So this is for you exploring your own ass, tells you exactly how to do it. The second one is for newbie couples anal play, and written from the perspective of her exploring your ass for the first time, tells her exactly how to do it. And the last one is called The First Time Take It Slow, and it gives you all kinds of different ideas for foreplay and things. And what I mean by take it slow in terms of from the very first idea and the first anal exploration to the actual pegging act itself. So those three articles are going to be in the Linkorama for you. I'm also going to put a link to a set of butt plugs. A lot of people, when they are very first starting to do anal exploration, like to introduce it slowly by getting used to something in your ass and wearing a butt plug. And you can do that while you're making love with her. You can do it while you're walking around the house. You can do it with self-play. And this set has three different sizes. You can just buy one or buy the whole set. So I'm going to put a link to that too. They're made by the Fun Factory, and I believe that they're called booty plugs. So there's those that I'm going to put a link for. And I couldn't tell exactly from the message that you wrote in whether or not you'd already spoken with your wife. It sounded like maybe you were getting up the courage to. And regardless, I think podcast number 112 would be a fantastic thing for you to listen to first, decide whether it's appropriate for her, and then you could either give the link to her and have her listen to it by herself, or you guys can listen to it together. And that is always an excellent thing for a woman newly introduced to the whole concept of pegging, especially if you have any kind of nervousness, because you did use the word courage. So yes, I'm going to put a link to that in the Linkorama as well. That gets rave reviews, and you'll see when you listen to it. Let us know how it goes. I wish you the very best of luck. I hope that you find yourself in pegging land very soon, and that we are able to hear the story from you and play the celebratory music, because I would love that. Okay, Mark, good luck to you. Thanks for writing in. Here's my next letter. Hey, Ruby, I found you on FetLife. I first discovered your website years ago. Thank you for all the great articles and advice. It has really helped my relationships with strap-on play over the years. I check out your website all the time. Your advice and articles have helped us to explore pegging and make it a part of our regular sex life. My wife loves it. You're awesome. Thanks. So the reason that I read this is it always warms my heart to get these letters, but I do want to let you guys know that I get them fairly often. And I say that and I read it because I want people who've just stumbled across this podcast to know that there's a lot of couples who have found a lot of fun, eroticism, happiness, orgasms, pleasure, intimacy, all of these amazing things from pegging. So yes, it can be an amazing, amazing thing. And that's why I'm here, to spread the word about it. So yes, this is just a sampling of the letters I get. There you have it. Okay, here's my next letter. This actually is from a guy who wrote something rather eloquent about chastity, and I asked him if I could interview him. He declined the interview, but he did write something for me, and I asked him if I could share it here on the podcast, so here you go. I've not actually been too involved in, quote, chastity, end quote, per se. It's been more when the girlfriend that introduced me to strap-on play was in a strap-on kind of mood. It soon grew so that the only way I was allowed to come from her was her fucking me with her strap-on. It did take some time to come that way, though the more verbal things that were incorporated into the fucking, like her calling her strap on her cock, her saying something about, since I was being fucked like a girl, I'll need to come from being fucked like a girl, etc., the quicker I did come. One thing that was unexpected was it being even more exciting for us both when the fucking did not stop even after I came, because she was not, quote, done yet. Am hoping to find another one that loves pegging as much as I grew to love it soon, with any luck. Do wish I'd been broken into strap-on play years sooner. I had thought of it, seen pictures and video clips of it, but was not exactly something that was easy to bring up. So it took until a girlfriend slipped in a finger. I did come fast and did push back a good bit, even after I came. Being careful and yet letting it be known, quote, more was going through my mind. I did grow to love it most when the fucking did not stop when I came, when there was a good deal of verbal thrown in, even more so. After she started calling the strap on her cock, I started calling it her cock as well. Tried moving to calling it her dick a few times when begging for harder, needing more of, etc., but never heard that reciprocated, so I let that drop. Soon after, the first kiss, when she still had a mouthful, I did let it be known that was wildly exciting and was soon a bit of a house rule to clean up after. Missing it when it was daily use. seemed best when I was able to push back hard and put all the right pressure in all the right places when I was on my knees. I grew to love and come harder the second time, the third time, during a good long fucking, after she said she was not done yet, aching to hear the next time she called the strap on her cock, and the next, and the next. So you can see why I wanted to read this. It's very erotic, very specific, and it paints a lovely picture of the play that this man experienced. So thank you, sir, for letting me read that on the podcast. I appreciate it, and I hope everybody enjoyed it. Here's my next letter. Hello, Ruby. I'm a 67-year-old active male as a carpenter. I've had nothing but vanilla relationships in my past. In fact, one reason I am single and solo again. I have just been so frustrated with the sex-negative attitude women of that my age have. Do you have any suggestions on how I might go about finding that special open lady for me? I've tried dating sites, and when I meet with a woman I think I might like, I can read that they are extremely vanilla in the bedroom. Why can't I find that woman that understands the importance and pleasure a man can have by releasing daily? Yes, now that I'm single, I'm a bit obsessed with masturbation since I only have me. I'm worried I might not find that woman who is non-judgmental about experimenting sexually. Most women my age think sex was for making babies and that's over for them. I'm always sensitive to my partners, romantically. I'm always pleasuring them before I pleasure myself. In fact, in my last relationship, that is all it was, me pleasuring her and not much in return. I was feeling left out. I'd bring her off orally and then that was it. You can't just say you're into sexual exploration beyond the missionary position in a personal posting on Match.com or Plenty of Fish, or even say you're looking for a sex-positive partner. I have truly read a lot about anal play and am phobic to experiment with it by myself, but the idea of a woman being receptive to me wanting to explore it and being sensitive to my curiosity instead of giving me the, you wanna what? That sounds inviting. My last partner got mad at me for buying a simple white plastic vibrator to introduce into our bedroom. She told me I must not be happy with our sex life if I wanted to use that toy. Imagine what would have happened if I bought a harness. Any referrals or ideas in finding that special lady that I will cherish and nurture for understanding my need for sexual experimentation and expression? I'm older now, with erectile dysfunction issues. I have aches and pains with two hip replacement surgeries, and enjoying a little euphoric stimulation, visually or manually for me, is so nice to get some pleasure from life. I just can't seem to find a partner that is okay with anything to do with sex. Help, please, if you can. Brian. Brian, wow, I'm sorry to hear you're having such a tough time. And as I get older, I'm just 60 now, you're 67, I kind of get where you're going, because it's not unusual for me, too, to find guys that have kind of given up on sex and sit around in front of the TV and watch reality TV shows and have a hard time getting it up. Now, erectile dysfunction issues are present sometimes as men get older, and I don't mean to imply that that's a bad thing. It is what it is. I don't mean to imply that they're bad because they have that issue, but there's also the attitude, if you don't use it, you lose it. And I think that that applies a fair amount as men get older. But nonetheless, this isn't about me. This is about you. Where can you find a woman that is sexually open? You know, I was kind of surprised when you said you can't exactly state that you're sex positive on Match.com or Plenty of Fish. Why not? I think it's perfectly okay to say that you are sex positive and that you are sexually active and that you need sex to be a part of any relationship you are considering. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think that the women who are scared off by it, you don't want to be with anyway. So I would put my cards on the table, not the ones about wanting to explore anally, but the ones about you have a very sex-positive attitude and you're sexually active and it's a big part of your life, and you would like someone who is similar. I think that that's totally okay, and it would do a great job sorting the women out. Now, there's not that many women out there looking at that age. I get that. But it would at least stop you from having to spend time sorting through the women who are vanilla and really kind of don't want to have sex anymore. I would throw that card right out there on the table in the very beginning. Do not hesitate to look for women younger than you. If women are open to being with you and they're 20 years younger than you, then go for it. You didn't say anything about being open to consider younger women. But I've heard stories. I've heard stories of women who are 40 or 50, and they just decide, because they become charmed by a guy who's older and who's honest about being older. You never want to trick someone and tell them you're younger than you are. But they start a relationship with an older man and are just in heaven, because the older men know so much more about having sex. They're slowed down. They focus more on the woman. And by the way, that relationship you described where you just gave the oral and she was done, fucking selfish is what I call it. Excuse my language, but absolutely, that's so not cool. So, back to the dating sites. Whatever site that you think that you might have the best results on. I mean, they have mature dating sites for people over 50 and all kinds of things, but it really depends on where you feel the most comfortable and whether or not you want to pay for it, because there's enough sites out there where you shouldn't have to go to one that's just over 50 and pay a bunch of money. They have OkCupid, they have Plenty of Fish. I don't know where the older people hang out. It's been a while since I've looked, and usually I hang out on the kinky websites because this is so, it's such a big part of my life. That part, I don't have a specific answer for you where to go. But seriously, I do think that you should just put it right out there. And the last thing I wanted to address was that you said you were somewhat phobic to do any experimentation. Goodness sake, sir, you would like to experiment with a woman sexually and have her play with your ass, but you're afraid to play with it yourself? Get over that. Do some self-exploration. You know, why are you phobic about it? Why do you think that someone else is going to handle your ass better than you're going to handle it yourself? Please don't tell me that you think if you play with your own ass that you are somehow gay. You're way too sex positive to think that, I'm quite sure. But it's your body. Deal with it. Explore it. Enjoy it. Not just deal with it, enjoy it. Do you know how much more pleasure you could be giving yourself if you start doing anal exploration and if you try out the combined stimulation of prostate and your cock at the same time? It could very, very likely be an intensely powerful orgasm. Plus, if you're having erectile dysfunction issues, prostate massage is a really good thing because it gets the circulation going back in there. So I'm going to refer you to that link that I left for the guy earlier in the podcast for newbie solo play, and I would like you to do some self-exploration and check it out. There's so many great toys out there, and some of those are discussed in that article. And if you are not as flexible as you used to be, there's also ones with handles that are longer for you to be able to reach it better. Definitely do some self-exploration, because there's no point in wasting time until you find just the right woman who's sex positive enough to play with your ass. Play with it yourself. And that way, if you find someone and she's kind of there and she's sex positive and you're really liking each other and everything, when you tell her about wanting to dive into a little bit more anal exploration with you on the receiving end, you will be able to speak with enthusiasm. You will be able to tell her how intense your orgasms are with anal play. And that's just worth a lot, it is, as opposed to sort of being scared of it, being phobic of it, being embarrassed about it. Let go of the shame and explore your ass, sir. I will put that link in the Linkorama for you in the solo play. So do some self-exploration of your ass, sir. It is time. Let go of the shame and go for it. And let us know how it goes. Good luck to you. Okay, this is a letter I got regarding a previous person who wrote in. I don't have the number of the podcast, but there were a couple that had this theme of a guy writing in basically saying, you know, he'd tried to do some exploration or maybe with a partner or just solo, and he just can't seem to find the right spot. So here's a little bit more input from another listener. Another approach to finding, and more importantly, waking up your prostate to achieve a prostate orgasm is the passive approach. I tried probing and using an Eros Helix and the progasm, thinking I needed a bigger toy. My answer was the Eros Helix with a passive approach. By that I mean I lubed the Helix and my ass, inserted the toy, and then just took a nap on my side with a pillow between my legs and one leg slightly higher, more towards the head than the other. I fell asleep with the toy in my ass, and since the Eneros toys are so well designed, during my nap, the Helix found my prostate and gently woke my prostate up. Waking is the first step to a prostate orgasm. Without waking it up, you will not have any success. The Helix woke up my prostate, and I was awoken by a trembling in my lower midsection. At the time, I didn't know what was happening. I later determined it was mini O's, which quickly turned into a super O, and my whole body was trembling in a super prostate orgasm. It lasted for 5 continuous minutes, and then I paused for a few seconds, clenched the toy, and rolled into another super O after super O. After that experience, any toy could hit my prostate and give me a prostate orgasm. I realized I could not spend all day in bed enjoying these orgasms, so I took the experience out in public. I did this with the use of a cock sock thong, which allowed the tabs on my Helix Sin to stay in place and keep the toy in my lubed ass. The bonus is I can be at a cocktail party talking with someone's wife, and next thing I know, I'm experiencing mini orgasms, and so on and so on. I love hearing about this, and if any of you are wondering where this terminology comes from, the super O's, the mini O's, and all that kind of stuff, go to the Aneros website, and they have a forum there, and the men are all talking about this. And I'm quite sure that they describe this passive approach to waking up your prostate, because yes, it's awesome health benefit to use the Aneros products and keep your prostate healthy. But on that particular website, aneros.com, they're also all talking about orgasms and how to achieve them and which ones and hand free or not hand free and combination with your penile stimulation or not. So you can learn a lot by going to that website and looking around. And I'll put a link to the Aneros Helix Sin in the linkorama. And anybody listening who is going to wake up their prostate, there you go. That is one way to do it. And I've heard this not just the one time, a number of times. I may have even talked about it in the last podcast. It's hard to recall. It's hard to keep track from one podcast to the next. But anytime I get a letter about a man going, you know, I just don't feel that much, it's exactly what this guy says. It's not really woken up yet. I think there are other ways you can wake it up as well, but I think that the Aneros devices do a great job of it. So thank you so much for writing in, sir. I appreciate that additional input for our knowledge base. Here is my next letter. Hi, Ruby. I've been longing to have my wife wear a harness and fuck my ass. She has worn dominatrix lingerie in the past and bent me over and spanked me. But I'm nervous. If I ask her to fuck my ass, she will think I'm gay. Just looking for advice on how I should approach it. Okay, here's how you should approach it. You should tell her that you really want to do some anal exploration. You should act excited about the whole thing and tell her that you found out that your prostate is capable of giving you just as much pleasure as her G-spot, and you want to explore that with her. And then you let her listen to podcast number 112. And once again, you need to listen to it first and make sure it's the right thing for your wife, because only you can decide that. Go to the Linkorama, and when I say that, what I mean is you go to my website, you find the posting for this podcast, and underneath the headlines of what I'm going to talk about is what's called the Linkorama. I have the links to everything I've talked about on each podcast in that area. So you're going to find the link to podcast number 112 there, or you can just go to my website, put 112 in the search bar, and bingo, there you go. So that is my advice. Please do let us know how it goes, and if she says that you're gay, don't get mad. You know, if her first reaction is to say, you know, what, are you gay? Just be really serious and really kind and really non-judgmental and really not defensive and say, no, absolutely not. I just want to be with you. Here, let me give you something to listen to that might help explain why I want to do this and how I want to do it, right? There you go. Podcast number 112. Good luck to you, sir. Okay, here is the next one. This is regarding, on podcast number 191, this guy said he was in need of advice and he wanted some tips for making it more pleasurable. And he kind of left me in a spot because I had no idea what he really needed advice on. There's a whole bunch of different areas that I could give him advice in. So he wrote back 2 times. And the first time he wrote back was because I'd written him and told him I used his message on podcast number 191. Oh, wow, I haven't gotten to hear the podcast yet. But basically, the main issue I have is that when we begin, it feels weird and uncomfortable for a little while. Then when it does start to feel good, usually which requires stroking of sorts, The pleasure builds so quickly that I find I just ejaculate seconds after the pleasure starts. I'm looking at making the experience last longer. To my knowledge, it will require practice. As for my significant other, I know the idea of it turns her on. I'm looking for ways to her to physically get stimulated as well. We have a Fieldo, but purchased it without knowledge or experience and find it's too large for me and doesn't work as intended for her. Thank you for the response. And then he wrote back again, and I also want to read this to you after he listened to my podcast. Hi, I got to listen to the podcast, and first off, thank you for reading off my post. I thought you meant my question was covered in the content, so I'm amazed you answered me directly. You brought up good questions for me to focus on, and actually, since posting, I had an amazing experience with my girlfriend using a favorite toy of ours on me. We took it slow and just let it build and build before letting the tip of the vibrator press against my prostate for by far the best orgasm I've ever experienced. I know a couple of the toys we purchased online and misjudged their girth, so I find it hard to use some of them. On more than one occasion I tried, there was bleeding despite using a lot of lube and pre-cleaning. As for with my girlfriend, because of her body shape, BBW with large hips, we have difficulty finding a harness for her. We did purchase a plus-size harness, though. Every toy seems to just flop around in it. So I think that is making the actual act of her pegging me far more difficult than it needs to be. This turned into a bit of a story, but thank you so much for listening, and the quick response blew me away. Well, now we have something to work with. Excellent. So I'm so glad that you wrote me back and gave me all those details. So in the beginning, you found that you just ejaculated really, really quickly, and also that it felt kind of weird. When you first start getting anally penetrated, it is not unusual to sort of feel weird, sort of just like something's in there and I kind of have to go. It takes a while to get past that feeling. But I'm also wondering, when you say you ejaculate right away, is this like hands-free? You know, no hands on your cock? Because part of the solution there, if you are jerking yourself off, is to not do that and also not have yourself in a position where your cock is rubbing up against anything. If you are already not giving yourself any kind of penile stimulation and then you ejaculate right away as soon as she starts stroking it in and out, then you did the exact right thing by just building and taking things really, really slow. Since you mentioned that the girth and the toys are not really optimal and that you did experience some bleeding, which of course is not good, one of the things I can suggest, especially since you are so sensitive, is the smallest model of the fused dildos. And I'm talking about the single one, not the double one. And it does have a vibe insert for clitoral stimulation for her, so she will get that pleasure. But the small one is just an inch in diameter, and I think that might be an excellent thing for you because you are so sensitive. That way, it's not girthy, it's not pressing up against the prostate really hard, and it's not going to be something that will stretch you too far and cause any bleeding. So I'm going to put a link for that in the Linkorama, as well as the Bullet Vibe, that is the best one that goes with it, which is the We Vibe Tango. And I think it's called the Velvet. I'm positive, yes, it's the Fuse Velvet. And it's a small little thing, and I think it's going to be just the right thing for you and your girlfriend. So now let's talk about harnesses. She's BBW with large hips, the very best harness out there, kind of for everybody, but especially for BBWs and especially for women with big hips, is the Aslan Leather Minx. The Aslan Leather Minx is yummy, soft leather. And, you know, I became convinced about how cool this was for BBWs that are exactly how you describe when I saw a educational porn clip that is not up anymore, sadly, because it was pretty hot. And it was up on Smitten Kitten's website, and they took all those educational videos down, sadly. But someone referred it to me and said, check this out. This is why the Aslan Minx works so well for me. And this was a friend of mine who has that kind of body as well. And it was a porn star with the beautiful big ass and thighs. And it fit her so well. And she was actually pegging this sort of androgynous looking young man, very slender. And it was a very hot scene. And I can't remember her name. But the point is That's when I saw how well that could fit and why it fits so well. It has a corset back in it that provides an additional place for adjustment of it. The leather is wide enough on the straps to where it doesn't cut in at all like the elastic of a Jacques does sometimes with the big thighs. And it's just an excellent harness. So that would be the perfect thing to pair with that Fuse velvet. And I will put that in the Linkorama as well. So one of the other difficulties that you mentioned is the toy flopping around a lot. With that Aslan Minx harness comes interchangeable O-rings. The reason this is cool is because you can get an inexpensive set of O-rings, and you can choose an O-ring that has a nice snug fit and snap that into the snaps around the dildo, and it'll hold it in really, really well, so it shouldn't flop around at all. This is one of the advantages of having a harness with interchangeable O-rings as opposed to a harness that has a sewn-in O-ring like the fabric ones. So I'm going to put that in the Linkorama too, that set of O-rings, because that might really help. It's possible that you just don't have a good harness and it doesn't hold the dildo well and it's a cheap one. And it also is possible that it doesn't fit well at all and it maybe fits high on her pubic bone. What you mentioned about how you think that this is making it a lot harder than it has to be, I would totally agree with. That's what happens with cheaper harnesses and cheaper equipment. And hey, you know, the quick response, well, you just happened to send it in right at the perfect time when I was starting to do a podcast. I'm happy that it blew you away, and I'm happy that I could respond to your question. That is why I'm here, sir. Okay, good luck and let us know how it goes. Okay, here is my next one. This is someone on FetLife who said that they would really like to tell me their story the first time they got pegged. I would like to share my first time being pegged for your podcast, if that's okay. While in college, I started cross-dressing. I had a very good friend who would help me with this. Though we did live in different cities, we would go online or chat by phone, and she would tell me what would look good, and this is a good brand, and so on. Whenever we got together, she would dress me up and teach me about different things, makeup, how to put on bras, what clothes would be better. We would spend the day in her place normally with me dressed as a woman, and for some reason her naked. She just liked being naked. Yes, we were sex friends, but that was after we talked about a few things. After a few months, I brought up pegging and how great I thought it would be. She didn't know what it was, so I explained it to her, sent a few porn videos, had a talk about my sexuality and hers. She said it was a great idea and that she hopes I find someone. After a while, the subject was dropped. We then planned a trip for me to come visit her. And the day before I left, I get a picture sent to me from her. The message with it read, "I hope you haven't tried pegging yet." The image was a pegging for beginners set. It had a set of 3 cock rings, a simple mask, lube, and a strap-on dildo. I replied, "No, I haven't, and I'm excited." When I arrived, like normal, I got dressed and she got undressed. She then opened the strap-on pack and put it on. She just played with it for a bit, amused with what she now had. She wore it for an hour, and then she asked if I was ready. I said yes. She told me she already cleaned it and used it and cleaned it again, as well as I would enjoy it. She brought my head to it and made me suck it. She called me by my female name and called me a good girl. She played with my ass a little and she took me doggy style, later missionary, while she played with my cock. That weekend we had sex about 5 times, and 3 were from pegging. She really enjoyed it, and found out that if she has a dildo in her, she can come. After that, she still helped me with cross-dressing, but we both got into a relationship with someone else. About a year later, we were both single, and she told me that she needed to peg someone. She loved it just as much as I did, and we went another round after we met again. She then moved away. Today, I still cross-dress, and my current girlfriend pegs me once in a while. Unfortunately for her, her boyfriend isn't interested in that. Great story. Thank you so much. The first thing it made me think as I read the end of it was, but lucky for you. I mean, you know, unfortunately for her, her boyfriend isn't interested, but lucky for you, her boyfriend isn't interested. That's awesome. So that's a beautiful story. I love that story about the friend and the cross-dressing and the whole thing. So thank you so much for sharing that. I have no idea why this did not end up in my cross-dressing podcast. I apologize, but I wanted to read it as soon as you wrote me on FetLife and said, so what podcast did you read my story on? Because I finally have some extra time to listen to it. And I checked and checked and checked, and I couldn't find that I'd put it anywhere. So finally, overdue, I am putting in this podcast today. Thank you so much for the contribution. It was a lovely story. Okay, this is a message I got on Twitter, actually. Ma'am, me and my wife just bought the Hush butt plug by Lovence, and we are having some issues. We have been pegging for a year or so with the Fun Factory share, and really not many problems, but no matter what we seem to try, I cannot get the butt plug all the way in. Is there anything you recommend? It doesn't really hurt when we push, I just can't get it in there. I've never before tried to use a plug, so I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Any help would be great. Thanks. Wow, so this is an interesting question because you're using the Fun Factory Share, which is not a small dildo with no problems, but when it comes to a plug, you can't get it in. Now, is she inserting the plug or are you? That's one of the first things I would suggest is just get really, really relaxed, have her do a bunch of foreplay, have her get as many fingers in as the plug is wide, and then put the plug in. So right when she's putting the plug in, you need to bear down as if you are having a bowel movement. That will allow your sphincter to open. I think that there's maybe a bit of nervousness. I don't know why that would be, because if you've been taking the share, there shouldn't be, but you know, bodies do strange things sometimes, and it sounds like what's happening is your sphincter is kind of clamping down a bit, because otherwise you would be able to get it in there. That's the only reason I can think of why you can't get it in. If you can get in a share double-ended dildo, then you can definitely get the butt plug in. So it's the sphincter that's keeping it out. And a lot of times sphincters are influenced highly by emotions or nervousness or something new or something just not feeling right. So try the foreplay, bear down when she's pushing the plug in, and also any position that has you pulling your knees up to your chest will facilitate the letting go of that muscle that kind of pulls the anal sphincter to the side and creates a 90-degree angle to keep everything inside your body. Knees to chest will help as well. You don't mention whether you got the small plug or the larger one. And the smaller one is 1.5 in diameter. The larger one is 1.75, which would be a challenge for most people. So that is part of the formula as well, because a 1.75 is much bigger than the share. And that is as much advice as I have to give you. This is an unusual question. Thank you for sending it in. Okay, here's my next one. Hi, Ruby. I hope you can assist. I am wondering if you are aware of a double dildo that can be used so we can engage in PIV whilst the dildo is penetrating each of us anally. I was thinking a long and flexible double-headed dildo would be the most likely candidate, but I'm having trouble finding one made with body-safe medical-grade silicone. I also conjured up the image of possibly utilizing a, quote, strapless-style dildo. This scenario would have me with the shorter bulb end in my anus and then perform double penetration with my girlfriend. It seems these types of double dildos are more readily available, but I am somewhat sure they wouldn't be long enough to do what I'm envisioning. I know you're super busy and look forward to reply if you're able. Thank you in advance. So, thank you for writing in. Thank you so much. And I've answered this question so many times. It is a nice fantasy. This is what I say now. It's a nice fantasy. Doesn't work. First of all, those kind of long ones with like a head on each end that are straight and kind of wormy. The ones you're talking about that you're having trouble finding a good silicone one, yeah, that's because they're not. But the thing is they're also kind of floppy and it just doesn't work. That's the too long didn't read answer. Just doesn't work. A lot of people have tried this. A lot of people have thought about it. I go into it in more detail in podcast number 178. And I'm going to start referring people to podcast number 178 when they say, hey, can we use that strapless dildo for a DP? No, you can't. I mean, okay, have people managed to get it into both of those holes and have it happen? Sure, but holding it in there, stroking it back and forth, having the stability for it to stay where it's supposed to stay, for you to do any kind of active fucking whatsoever, just doesn't seem to work. So there you go. Listen to podcast number 178. Thank you for your message. I wish I could be more helpful. Maybe you should design a toy specifically for that. There seems to be a market for it out there. Thanks again for writing in. This is a letter I got, actually, from someone who attended my class in Long Beach, and I wanted to read it to you just because it's amazing. I read it and was, again, you know, you hear me say this a lot, it warmed my heart, but also, I guess it's very evocative of what it's like when parts of you start opening up and you start looking at your desires and your sexuality in a very different and more open and more explorative way. So this is what this woman wrote. I am so happy to have met you today. Intimate group settings with strangers are not generally my cup of tea. I tend to be socially nervous, but I am beyond excited to explore your website and podcast. Listening to you speak was wonderful. It was like all these shards of thoughts I've been grappling with began to fall into place. We can't wait to buy a new toy with all the insight you provided, and we'll definitely use the link on the business card to do so. I really love the whole idea of taking the shame out of sex, because honestly, I'm only just recently admitting to myself that I feel shame in regards to sex. I thought I was open to all forms of pleasure, and I am, for everyone else, but something changes when it comes to thinking of myself. I'm only just starting to wrap my hands around these feelings to figure their shapes out, but I can tell without having gone to your site yet that it's the right next step. Thank you for sharing everything you did today. It was inspiring, and my brain is spinning 100 miles a minute right now. Yes! Oh, that is beautiful. And it takes me back to when I first started doing my sexual exploration, started reading things all over the internet. I did not go take a class, but just doing the exploration, just opening up that part of me, and admitting is a strange word because, you know, clearly admitting implies that there was some resistance to it in the beginning. Like you said, this woman, that there was shame that she didn't realize she had about herself. So for me, it took a while to sort of admit that, yes, these things totally turn me on. But the moment that you step over that line, I call it a bright and shiny moment, because it is. It's a sparkly moment. It's delightful. And she describes it really, really well. I describe it as bright and shiny. She describes it as her brain spinning 100 miles a minute. But it's awesome either way. And I am so happy that you walked away from my class thinking these thoughts and that you shared them with me. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to leave it there. You can find my work at peggingparadise.com, where I have my blog, my podcast, my erotica, and the forum, or pegging101.com, where I have informational pegging articles only with no kink. My podcasts are available through a variety of podcast downloader apps, which you can find a sampling of under the tab Follow on my website for both Android and iPhones. You can also stream my podcast directly from my website if you like. The Follow tab has links for you to subscribe to my blog, follow me on Twitter, and check out my Facebook page. If you order any new toys from enticeme.com, please remember to use that coupon code RIDER for 15% off of your purchase. Send your questions to Ruby at peggingparadise.com. No question is too dumb, too direct, or too demeaning. Many listeners are going to learn along with you, so don't be shy. Throw those questions in my mailbox or call me at 805-500-6544. Thank you for downloading and listening, everybody. You rock. Happy pegging.